Back to Basel. On Tuesday, December 15, Ellen White rose at 3:30 a.m. to catch the train for Turin. To save money, they traveled third class. Though the car was cold, they reached Turin without too much discomfort. The train passed through some magnificent alpine scenery that delighted Mrs. White, leading her to exclaim that she had never seen anything so spectacular, not even in the Rocky Mountains of her own country. Arriving in Geneva in the evening, they were met by Daniel T. Bordeaux, Marion, his wife, and his 10-year-old son, Augustine. They walked a short distance to Bordeaux's rented house at Chauépoule at 12. The next morning, Bordeaux hired a carriage and took Ellen White and Mary for a 2-hour tour of the city. "We walked some distance upon a very high eminence," she wrote in her diary, "and looked down where the two waters meet, the Rhone and the Geneva, Arve. One is dark blue, the other a greenish color, and although the streams meet, they do not lose their distinct colors and blend in one for a long distance."